A spectacular fire burned for more than 5 hours last night in a Chicago high-rise. That fire injured at least 34 people, most of them firefighters, but nobody died. And that is in contrast to a deadly fire last year, a fire that prompted reforms in fighting fires in high-rises. NPR's David Shaper reports.
The fire broke out around 6:30 Monday evening on the 29th floor of the landmark 43-story building that houses LaSalle Bank's headquarters and other offices. Flames shot out of windows, plumes of smoke billowed into the night sky, and it was a stubborn fire, spreading up to the 30th floor and burning until midnight. Sarah Nadelhofer works on the 39th floor.
We were working late and our office started filling up with smoke, so we left our office to take the fire, to take the stairs down. And it was even smokier out in the hall and smokier as we went down the stairs.
Nadelhofer remembered that the 6 people killed in the fire in a county government office building last year died in a smoke-filled stairwell. So she says she returned to the office and called 911. Operators told Nadelhofer to stay put, that firefighters were on the way.
It was harder and harder to breathe. We got down low, and then we all ended up in one office, opened the window, and had our heads sticking out the window to breathe.
Nadelhofer says firefighters led her and her colleagues to safety. Chicago Fire Commissioner Cortez Trotter.
We had close to 400 or 500 people in this building, but there was an evacuation. From all indications, it was textbook.
The Chicago Fire Department changed search and rescue procedures after last year's fatal fire. Trotter and managers of this building say they conducted a fire drill just 3 or 4 weeks ago, which may have helped save lives. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.